What's up? Welcome to the Building and Scaling Online Courses podcast, episode 40. It's a Davey Gravy. I'm coming at you from the car in between Tampa and Orlando. I'm on my way back from cardiac rehab. I may not have mentioned this before, but I got heart surgery like 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago now. And everything went well, just getting a genetic heart disorder fixed. So I'm good, but I have to go to Tampa 3 times a week for that. So on the way back, thought I'd record some content, some podcast episode for you guys, give you the update on what's happened since last time. So last time I was on here, I talked about doing a mini workshop where I would sell like a workshop, 1 hour workshop for $30, and then offer people like our full prep course at the end of that workshop. That went pretty well, went about what I was expecting. So not an enormous turnout for the workshop. It was like, I think we had 75 signups. So 75 times 30 was a little over $2,000 just on the workshop registration. So I thought that was great. I spent a little bit in ads. I don't know. I think it was like $300 in ads. Now I will say most of those signups, I think, came from our email list that we have already, our existing email list. So it wasn't like I turned $200 into $2,000, or else I'd be doing that on a lot larger scale. But workshop went well. I procrastinated a bit on it and didn't finish the slides until like right beforehand. So I could have done a little bit better job on those, and I'll refine them for the next time we do them. But it was good. Everybody really enjoyed the workshop who came. I think we had about 40 to 50 people of the 75 show up, which is pretty good. Better than a normal webinar for sure, because people paid, so they wanted to be there. But also some people knew they couldn't come and they just bought it so that they could get the recording from it. So at the end of it, I think there were 40 people on there. We sold 12 courses for $120 a piece. So doing the math there, that's another $1,020 plus, so maybe $1,500. So all in just from that, we're around $3,500. And then we're gonna send out another email offering the same kind of discount to everyone, even those who were not on the call, or maybe they were on the call and they've now decided, oh, you know what, I do want to get that other course. So maybe we'll sell another 5 from that and get it to up around 4K in revenue from the workshop. But hey, all from a little $30 workshop, not too bad. I want to try to repeat that again, maybe not the same exact results, but we'll do another workshop, I think, this week. It's Monday right now, so I'm gonna get the ads turned on. Luckily, we already have all the ads in there. They're already approved. So I think we can just turn them on and get those going. I was talking to my ads guy, and there was some tracking challenges with the way I had it set it up with Webinar Jam and Stripe. So next time we're gonna switch that around a little bit, and I think we're gonna maybe run it through Lead Pages. Also host it through Webinar Jam, but just not do the registration or checkout process through Lead Pages. So that's the plan there. We'll do that again this week. Hopefully I'll let you know the results. So not too bad. I'm doing these workshops because I want to get our overall test prep sales up. Previously they had slumped a little bit, more competition, maybe waning demand, I don't know. So this is just, hey, can we get another funnel going, another way to generate some interest, some revenue? So our goal is 50K per month in total test prep course sales. We were a little short of that last month. This month we are behind on our kind of where we need to be in the month. So do more of these workshops, see if we can get those up a little bit. Last year, this time compared to last year, the spring months were really low for some reason for test prep sales. So I don't know if it's like a seasonal thing or what. So either way, we're gonna try to do our best to generate more interest and reach as many people as we can with that. So that's the goal there. Something else I wanted to touch on in this podcast was some thoughts I was having around niching down, if you will, on customers. So, you know, as we think about growing and expanding, I got to think about, all right, well, where are we trying to grow? What are we trying to do? There are so many different avenues you could pursue, right? In business, there's an unlimited number of things you can try. And that unlimited amount of choice I've found to be can be overwhelming, right? You don't know what is the best next thing for you to try or you to do. You don't want to waste your time, but at the same time, you have to test things out and try things out. So we've done this test prep stuff for a while, and that's great, and it still seems to be very popular, and we've tried serving more of the drone entrepreneur type of customer community, and that's been good, and it's still there, but I just think, okay, what's like the next thing beyond that, if there is one? And I think on our end, it's going to be like the corporate adoption of drones and internal drone teams and having drones become like a core piece of their business and whatever they do, maintaining their systems and doing inspections and all sorts of other things. So if that's where, if that hypothesis is correct, how do we position ourselves to be able to help there and have customers there? So we happened to just land a humongous customer. Like, the customer itself is huge. Our deal with them is not, I mean, it's big, but it's not like enormous, right? It's like a five-figure deal over 3 years, like mid five figures over 3 years. And we're training like 300 pilots for them, but it's a huge energy company. And so I thought, all right, well, how do we get into this? I mean, the number one way you can develop products is by really understanding the problems of your customer. So how do I understand the problems of energy customers a little bit better, so I can start thinking of how are they using drones for themselves, like the ones that are already using drones, how are they using drones very specifically, like what exact problem are they solving, what position in the company is being helped by that, and who's making the purchasing decisions. It's a little different on the business to business side versus business to consumer side. And then, like, what problems is that solving, and how can we help train their drone teams to get more, whatever they're getting, efficiency, safety, all of these things out of drones. And when you do business to business stuff and a little bit more kind of boutique like that, you can charge a lot more because you're not necessarily customizing it, but you're making sure the solution fits exactly what they need. And it's not like a, hey, here's an online course, anybody can take it, here, good luck. We'd work with them a little bit more tightly to make courses to specifically address any of the what they're trying to do. So I thought, okay, well, how can I, so maybe it makes sense to niche down for a bit and just focus on energy companies. So I'm going to give that a shot. So we're going to try to focus specifically on energy companies, how they're using drones, and see if we can in the future, if it makes sense to develop specific training products or consulting products or something to serve those customers. And so my first step is I need to find out about the problems specifically in this industry. I know on a broad level, it's like you can inspect stuff and you can document things, and drones are good because you can send them in places that are dangerous that other people would normally have to go. But those are kind of general sounding. I need like specific, like, hey, when you send Tommy onto this specific piece of equipment and he has to go down and he has to look for this specific thing, you can send a drone instead of sending Tommy. Or, hey, you guys, now you know how you have quarterly inspections of your pipeline, or you have to meet this specific criteria for this agency. Well, now if you use drones, it's going to allow you to do this. Like, I need to get really specific and use the language that they use and be in the world that they're in order to be able to come up with stuff that's going to be compellingly helpful for them. So I bought a huge book on the oil and gas industry. I bought another one about oil and gas going digital. I reached out to a couple of our current oil and gas customers that we've had to say, hey, we're going to do some content on drones and energy. I'm going to start a podcast. Can I interview you for the podcast to hear about how you're using drones for energy? A, it'll be really good content for us. B, hopefully it's good publicity for them. Like, hey, we want to highlight the stuff, innovative stuff you're doing with drones. We'll put it out to a lot of places. But it'll also help me learn a lot more about specific use cases, very specific uses of drones in energy. That's what I want. So it's almost like a research in public kind of strategy there. Then through that research, if I find, hey, there are companies that are using drones and that are can implement them now with good like return on investment, and they're willing to spend the money, and then we can move forward with some stuff. I think a couple problems you run into a lot of times is you really want to sell something, but A, your customer doesn't feel that pain enough, and B, even if they do feel the pain, they don't have the budget. They don't have money to spend on it, right? You could have a really good solution, but if the person you're selling to is broke, it's really hard to sell to them. Whereas when we sold to this humongous company, they like didn't even blink twice about throwing down mid five figures. So we're like, cool, well, you know, giant energy companies, they have money to spend. Not like an unlimited amount of money, but they have money, right? They're big companies, a lot of revenue. So if we could come up with some solution that is like a compelling case for them to say, hey, here's how you're gonna save money or make more money or be safer or whatever, you know, it's a way we can sell it. So just wanted to touch on that and my thought process of where we're moving and how I try to think about what I'm doing in business. What works now may not work forever. I think business is always evolving, always changing. So you have to be cognizant and aware of like, okay, what's going to be working in the future? Because there's a lot of people who have tried to move too quickly in drones. So like different drone companies on technology or software or whatever, they were designing stuff for like how drones are going to be used in like 20 years from now, which is great. But if everybody else isn't caught up with you and there's no like adoption of the technology and people understanding what it can do and willing to spend the money and all that stuff, doesn't matter how great your thing is, you can't get paying customers. So you got to figure out, what am I able to get paying customers with right now? And you got to do that, because if you're, this is what I was going to talk about earlier. If you have funding, right? Like if you have venture capital backing or private equity or whatever, they can be like, hey, yeah, we're going to fund you so you guys get ahead of the curve. And then we'll wait for everybody else to catch up and we'll be like the number one player by the time the industry catches up. But if you're a bootstrapped person like me, like I got to make cash now, right? I got to pay my salary. I got to pay my staff and I have to have money to invest in future projects. I can't just build for the future. I've got to be like, what do people want to pay for right now? And what do people want to pay for in the future? And I have to build both of those kind of at the same time. So it's harder, but that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to evolve with the industry as it changes, but I'll keep you posted how it goes. I just sent out a few messages today about seeing if we can get some of our current contacts in energy industry to jump on a podcast with us. So this is my thought process for now. Hope you're enjoying this podcast. Listen, if you are listening to this, please email me david@davidyoung.xyz. I said that on the last podcast episode and someone emailed me. I loved it. They're like, hey, here's what I'm doing. My son's creating this course on this. We found these episodes helpful. Can you give us some advice on these two things? I'm like, sure. So I'm about to email this guy back. And if you're listening right now, I'm about to email you back. But yeah, email me, ask me questions if you got them. I love hearing from people. It helps me know, like, if someone's watching this, if this is helping me share my experience with you, I would love to hear about it. So let me know. Take care. I think my car's done charging. So I'll see you later. Peace out.